News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. A Dominican court hearing the extradition case of fugitive businessman Mehul Choksi, who had allegedly fled there from Antigua and Barbuda last week, on Wednesday concluded the proceedings. The matter will be heard again today. Choksi is said to have attended the hearing virtually from the hospital. Sources told CNN News 18 that the Dominica police carried the charge sheet to the court. Teams from Indian agencies were also present, they said, adding that 7 lawyers represented Choksi in court. Dominican leader of opposition Lennox Linton, who is in hot water for his alleged collusion with Choksi's brother Chetan, was also present in court, sources said. Top sources in the government told CNN News 18 that any concrete outcome is unlikely and the matter will drag to higher courts. Last week, on May 28, the Dominican court had restrained authorities from removing Choksi from the Caribbean island country till further orders. The order came on a petition filed by the lawyers of Choksi, who was detained in Dominica for illegal entry. The legal team has filed a habeas corpus petition in Dominica for Mehul Choksi and have also highlighted deprivation of access to Mehul Choksi and deprivation of constitutional rights to legal assistance, Choksi's lawyer Vijay Agarwal told PTI. The High Court of Justice in Dominica restrained the authorities from removing Choksi till further orders and listed the matter for hearing on Friday, Antigua Newsroom reported. Agarwal had raised doubts about the way Choksi had gone missing from Antigua and Barbuda only to be detained in Dominica about 100 nautical miles away for illegal entry. Choksi's lawyer in Dominica, Wayne Marsh, had told a radio show that in a brief interaction with his client allowed by authorities after a lot of efforts, the Diamantaire had claimed that he was picked up at Jolly Harbour in Antigua and Barbuda by men looking like Indian and Antiguan policemen and was put in a vessel. Marsh had said he saw marks on the body of Choksi, who had swollen eyes, and he feared for his life. He said Choksi is a citizen of Antigua and Barbuda and not India, hence he should be sent back. Agarwal called the entire episode of Choksi's mysterious disappearance and detention in Dominica fishy. Lawyers for Choksi in Antigua and Barbuda and Dominica have been trying to have a legal interview with him as per his constitutional rights, but they were denied access to him. After great effort, they were able to speak to Choksi for 2 minutes, during which he narrated a horrifying experience, which is an eye-opener and vindicates my stand that he would not have gone from Antigua voluntarily, Agarwal said. He said that after being taken from Antigua, Choksi was kept somewhere and then on Monday, he was taken to a police station. Since then, he has been there and this news to the world was broken only on Wednesday. And there were marks on his body, Agarwal said. There is something fishy and I guess it was a strategy to take him to another country so that there are chances of sending him back to India. So I don't know what forces are operating. Only time will tell, he said. Choksi, who is wanted in a ₹13,500 crore loan fraud in the Punjab National Bank, was last seen going for dinner in his car in Antigua and Barbuda on Sunday. His staff had reported him missing after his car was found. On Thursday, Indian time, the Dominica government confirmed his presence on its soil, saying he has been detained for illegal entry. West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee on Wednesday refused to answer any questions related to the controversy surrounding her chief advisor, Alapan Bandyopadhyay, saying the chapter is closed now. Please don't ask me anything about Alapan Bandyopadhyay. The matter is closed, she told reporters when asked about the MHA's show cause notice to the former Bengal Chief Secretary under the Disaster Management Act 2005. The West Bengal government will give full support to Alapan Bandyopadhyay in whatever is going around with him, she added. Bandyopadhyay has already started working as the chief advisor and was present at Wednesday's meeting of the State Irrigation Department presided over by Banerjee. A BJP leader was shot dead by suspected militants on Wednesday evening in the Tral area of Pulwama district in Jammu and Kashmir. A woman also got injured in the brief firing, said police. The deceased, Rakesh Pandita, was a municipal councillor and the BJP's district unit secretary in Tral. He died on the spot. IG Kashmir Vijay Kumar said Pandita had gone to meet his friend Mushtaq Bhatt in Tral. The incident happened at Mushtaq's residence in Tral. Three militants shot at Pandita. His friend's daughter was also seriously wounded, Kumar said. Pandita was living in a secured accommodation in Srinagar and had been provided with two public security officers. However, the councillor was not accompanied by the officers during his visit to Tral. Searches have been mounted in the area and all entry and exit points have been sealed in Tral to nab the accused. In a tweet, police said that despite being provided with two PSOs and a secured hotel accommodation in Srinagar, the councillor went to Tral on his own. Area cordoned off and search is going on, the tweet said. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha said, terrorists will never succeed in their nefarious designs and those responsible for such heinous acts shall be brought to justice. Saddened to hear about the terror attack on the councillor Sri Rakesh Pandita at Tral, Pulwama, I strongly condemn the attack. My condolences to the bereaved family in this time of grief, he said. Political leaders from across the spectrum condemned the attack and hit out at the gunman, expressing her shock. People's Democratic Party leader and former CM Mehbooba Mufti said, these senseless acts of violence have brought only misery to Jammu and Kashmir. My condolences to the family and may his soul rest in peace, she said. People's Conference head Sajjad Lone hit out at the assailants and asked them to leave from where they came. BJP's JNK spokesperson said, killing of Pandita was barbaric, adding that such attacks would not stop party leaders from serving the people. Attacking unarmed people is no bravery and police must track down the culprits and punish them accordingly, he said. Several BJP leaders in Jammu and Kashmir have been attacked by militants in recent months. At least 8 leaders of the Saffron Party have been shot dead in the last 1 year. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents announced they have reached a deal to form a new governing coalition, paving the way for the ouster of the long-time Israeli leader. The dramatic announcement by opposition leader Yair Lapid and his main coalition partner Naftali Bennett came moments before a midnight deadline and prevented the country from plunging into what would have been its 5th consecutive election in just over 2 years. In a statement on Twitter, Lapid said he had informed the country's president of the deal. This government will work for all the citizens of Israel, those that voted for it and those that didn't. It will do everything to unite Israeli society, he said. Under the agreement, Lapid and Bennett will split the job of Prime Minister in a rotation. Bennett will serve the first 2 years, while Lapid is to serve the final 2 years. The historic deal also includes a small Islamist party, the United Arab List, which would make it the first Arab party ever to be part of a governing coalition. The agreement still needs to be approved by the Knesset or Parliament in a vote that is expected to take place early next week. If it goes through, Lapid and his diverse array of partners will end the record-setting 12-year rule of Netanyahu. Netanyahu, desperate to remain in office while he fights corruption charges, is expected to do everything possible in the coming days to prevent the new coalition from taking power. If he fails, he will be pushed into the opposition. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.